Hello and welcome to Oxcast. It's another week of events in and around Oxfordshire.
Mostly Christmas themed.
Almost all Christmas themed. But no, don't run away just yet. In case you are a mean Scrooge with a heart three sizes smaller than it ought to be, I also have a fantastic roundup of classical music, a three-piece British comedy group, and some folk dance for you.
I literally just have Christmas. I've got three pantomimes and some Christmas shopping ideas.
It's coming, didn't you know? Like a big fat goose stuffed with turkey and brandy coming crashing through your windscreen. Let's kick
goose stuffed turkey.
That's what I like eating. Have you not heard of
a meat feast Christmas?
Have you not heard of a tadukken? It's a real thing that the internet invented. You take, I think it's a chicken breast, which you stuck inside a duck breast, which you suck inside a turkey. And each layer...
Russian dolls.
Yeah, exactly, of meat and cardiac arrest. And every layer sometimes is wrapped in bacon.
I think there's cheese missing to really get this going.
Basically, we are in the last days of the Roman Empire and this is the sign. Why don't you kick us off with telling us about our Christmas page?
Yes, so it's 3 weeks now to the day till Christmas and we have launched a page for you with all the information you need for the next month or so of your life. So...
in Oxford. I'm sorry, we can't help you with the other elements of your life.
Or anything past... December 31st, that was stuck at that point. But from our homepage, you can get to our Christmas page, and from there, you can find out where to buy and then recycle your Christmas trees. There are ideas for a sustainable or less consumerist Christmas, if you want to stick it to the man.
Mulled wine recipes, if you love fun.
And a Christmas recipe, if you heard Hini on the podcast a couple of weeks ago talking about her Christmas pudding recipe, that's now online. There's also opening hours for some of the major shops and petrol stations, details about the final post and transport in, out and around Oxford, and finally a whole bit about feeding the birds at Christmas.
Basically, when you find yourself on Christmas morning needing a plumber, a pharmacist and a garage, just look us up.
And so consider this our Christmas present from us to you, and go find everything you need to know on dailyinfo.co.uk.
And of course, we do now have our beautiful advent calendar that you can see as well. It's amazing, if I do say so myself. It's basically a series of puzzles. They're rebuses, those clever things where you have to decode a series of images, and they will tell you some fantastic places where you could do your shopping in Oxford. Lovely local independent shops.
Moving on to the first event we're going to talk about in this podcast, a tenuous Christmas link, but one which I'm going to make work. So, if Christmas for you is all about taking you back to feeling like a kid, then there is some very timely music as 90s boy band Five are coming to the new theatre.
Yeah.
Nothing more like my childhood romances and Five.
Those of our listeners who weren't, say, 12 in, say, 1994 may not have quite the same weird hormonal attraction that Anais has going on here, but bear with us.
So Five are here, except there's four of them now, but life happens... You grow up, people leave bands, you know, you get jobs, that's just as part of life.
Is this like Take That, isn't it? And
every other band which breaks up and reunites, yes. And Five were in fact created by the same masterminds behind the Spice Girls, and it was 1997, not 1994 that they started.
Sorry.
And they sung all those well-loved disco tunes like Slam Dunk Da Funk, Everybody Get Up, and When the Lights Go Out.
I'm sure we can remember and indeed hum those to ourselves right now.
Yes, and imagine the costumes, as in the boy band book of laws is matching colour-coded costumes, and they fulfil that law very well. They've enjoyed worldwide success. Really, they have actually been very successful, and they've sold out loads of tours already. So I'm pretty sure they're going to get everybody to get up as they get down. That's a reference to a lyric, by the way.
I would never have guessed.
So go and relive the adrenaline, the passion and the sweatiness of school discos and Christmas. I'm just going to mention Christmas because that's what I'm doing. At the new theatre from 7 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday 5th of December.
Maybe they'll make all of the men and all of the women line up on different sides of the auditorium and stare anxiously at each other as the music plays in order to really get the full school disco experience. Well, I have some proper music for proper adults who don't wish it were 1997.
Whatevs.
It's going to be a great week for classical music. Almost every night this week, you can head to a different wonderful concert. Wake up, Anais. They're cool. Shut up. They're all organised by the Oxford Music Network. Now, on Thursday night, you can hear Five, or you can hear piano virtuoso Daniel Tong, who's performing in the Jacqueline Dupre Music Building. He's going to be playing some of the best-loved pieces by Haydn and Beethoven. Now, I know what you're thinking. I love Beethoven, but I just can't get enough of it. One concert this week is not enough for me. Don't worry, I've got you covered.
If only there was more Five this week.
Well, hang on, they're performing Thursday and Friday, right?
No, just Thursday. It's one night only.
There we go.
You're going to have to go to classical afterwards.
Yeah, thank God for that, from the sublime to the ridiculous. If you can't get enough Beethoven, you can head to the Sheldonian Theatre on Friday night, where the Beethoven Project is going on. What is the Beethoven Project? I see you not ask. This is a 4-year journey by the Elias String Quartet, who are a, you know, nationally renowned string quartet. They are going to play every single one of Beethoven's 17 string concertos.
Wow.
And as I said, it's taken 4 years. They're projected to finish in 2015. And of course, they have to do lots of rehearsal time. It's not just 17 concerts. So yeah, but apparently they're getting a really great understanding of what makes Beethoven tick.
Incredible.
Yes, insane. Yeah, it's the sort of amazing project that you just, you know, we want to be a part of. But as I said, that's on Friday at 7:30. Finally, one more concert.
Okay, fine.
On Saturday, you can hear some wonderful Christmas music in St. John the Evangelist Church. It's by Harry Christopher and the 16, who are a choir and period instrument orchestra. They are regarded as some of the best classical performers in the world. Just so you know.
Yeah. Great.
they've been touring for over 30 years. They've won Brit, Grammy, and even coveted Classic FM Awards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Classic FM Awards?
Suddenly we're on Annie's level again. They're going to be performing some early carols by Benjamin Britten, amongst others. Not your usual carol service, but that's at 7:45 on Saturday night.
Oxford would always have an esoteric Christmas carol evening.
Exactly.
It's not going to be your standard Christmas carols. It's going to be the obscure ones.
Naturally.
We're
not going to sing anything that you'd hear on, like, you know...
Classic FM.
Classic FM or Songs of Praise here. Only early Britain works. Very obscure. You won't have heard of them. Oh my God. Oxford are the original hipsters.
Yeah, when it comes to classical music. Yes. So, moving on. If you're needing to get some Christmas gift inspiration, then you could pop by on Thursday to the shop at the Old Fire Station. From 5:30 to 8 p.m, they're doing a late-night shopping session, and you can have a sneak peek at some exclusive jewellery. Mm. So they already stock over 100 artists, designer, makers, and all kinds of kind of gifts and wares. Mm. And they'll also have some limited edition pieces available for that evening. And if you arrive early enough, there's some bubbly too. So there's some incentive. But also, they do have kind of shorter opening hours normally, so... Mm. If you do want to go to the shop and you're quite busy, this is an ideal time. And local independent shops often have really exciting and different products. And like Alan said, if you're in need of more gift inspiration, you should check out our advent calendar, where every day there are one or more puzzles, which will then lead you to local independent shops, and you can find a cool new place to go this Christmas. You can find the advent calendar on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Well, I've got something for Friday night. If you want some more... fantastic Christmas-y stuff. We've got...
That's my stuff.
Sorry, there's just
two... I've gone to Christmas.
Yeah, I'm just going to be sitting alone going in my bare room. Oh, there's no tree. I need to took it away. No, it's the Christmas light switch on. We've had it in Oxford, but Oxfordshire is bigger than just one city. There's Tame, Wantage and Henley-on-Thames are all switching on their Christmas lights on Friday. So both Tame and Wantage have a Dickensian Christmas celebration, presumably heavier on the kind of jolly carolers and less on the orphans and match girls. Mm. But they, Wantage, for example, is promising Punch and Judy, Morris Men and some lovely music.
Ooh, very British.
Very British,
very traditional.
Well, you couldn't get more British and traditional than beautiful Henley on Thames. And they are steering the show with, they're closing the entire town centre. Two cars, not just so that they can admire it. it's going to be closed from 4 p.m. until 9:30, and they will have an illuminated parade, choral singing in Market Square, a Santa's grotto, and of course, tons of Christmas shopping.
Brilliant. Gosh, you're going to have to be in several places at once on Friday. As a Christmas person, obviously.
Obviously,
need to be everywhere.
What, like Santa?
Like Santa.
Keep tying the
Not that I am Santa, or am I?
You're probably not.
Leave you guessing.
I mean, you know, you've got the beard, but I mean, the rest of it is just isn't working out.
Okay, I'll have to work on my red suit. So on Friday, I went to go and see the opening of the Oxford Playhouse pantomime, which is always a spectacular Christmas event, full of slapstick and surprises. And this year it's Robin Hood, which they're presenting, which is, of course, the famous archer who stole from the rich to give to the poor.
He was a fox, right? I remember him being a fox distinctly.
That's in the Disney film.
What? Are you saying that Disney may have lied to me? Incidentally, in that Disney film, King John, the lion, is interested in marrying Maid Marian, who is a fox. And it's basically the only interspecies relationship portrayed in the entire film. And are we supposed to think that's wrong? Because if so, shame on you, Disney. That's
racist. Let go, Alan. Let go.
Tell us about this real Robin Hood.
So this Robin Hood, it's fantastically cast. Little John is played by an especially tall man. And his sidekick, Will, is played by an especially short, quite bubbly woman. So it's a really, really fun duo. They're really, really sweet. And they look amazing in matching jester costumes. And the baddies are also really entertaining. They're more silly than scary. And they really really enjoy sort of playing with being the bad guys. And it's nice that there is pairs of people. Mm-hmm. People can kind of play off each other a lot more than if you're on your own facing 600 screaming kids.
And one screaming NAs.
And one screaming
NAs. So would it, so obviously it's going to be great for kids, you know, fun, funny, silly. Is there some stuff for adults in there as well?
Yeah, so the Oxford Playhouse are really good at incorporating lots of popular music and cultural references. So there's a really good rendition of Mumford & Sons' I Will Wait, and they're doing a sort of like fight montage thing in the background, which looks lovely, and kind of topical jokes and that kind of thing. So there is something for everyone. There's also some quite strange bits when, for example, the dame kind of falls in love with a tree. But I think in pantomime, the question isn't why, it's just why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
So throw it in there.
Exactly. It's a bit bonkers, but then it just adds to the overall brilliance of it. Mm. It's just a really good laugh and a really good show. And it's on until Sunday the 12th of January, so you can see all the dates on our website.
Lots of chance to see it. One thing I really like about the Playhouse, they don't tend to do the stunt casting, do they? They don't get in faded soap opera celebrities.
No, the cast, they're all really good actors and kind of have to work together so much. Yeah, no, they'll be kind of, you know, proper jobbing actors who will then go on and do, you know, Shakespeare or Chekhov or something and not just go back to being a kind of failed celebrity.
600 screaming Chekhov fans, excellent. I've got something else for people on Friday night. It's a, this one is not Christmas, last chance to see something that isn't. It's Fascinating Aida. Now, if you haven't heard of these guys, and really you should have by now because they've been performing for 30 years.
I was so surprised to find this out. I thought they were like a modern thing.
No, they're really good. They're vintage. A three-piece British comedy group. A trio of ladies who sing modern, funny songs in a cabaret style. Now, this is I love this description. They've been called absolutely fabulous as sung by the Andrews Sisters.
I might call them grumpy old women on crack.
I'm sure they would appreciate that tremendously. Others have called them stunning, charming and hilarious, just so you know, if that's something you normally associate with crackheads. But they've won Edinburgh Comedy Awards, they've had millions of YouTube hits. You probably heard their sort of EasyJet anthem, Cheap Flights.
Well, I associate it with Ryanair.
Well, any
they're
crappy
cheaper,
budget.
They're worse, yeah. I fly with them more.
They've also got more risque material, like the Herpes Tango, which is kind of liven up your evening. But they are performing on Friday night at 7:30. This one is just really fun. You know, if you want to go along and have a good evening, listen to some fun songs, laugh out loud, head along there at the New Theatre. After that, though, you might be wanting something a little bit more kid-friendly. Have you got anything on offer?
Yes, the Pitt Rivers have a pretty fun family event on this weekend, especially interesting if you're a fan of Philip Pullman's Northern Lights books.
And indeed, who isn't?
Who isn't? From 1 to 4 p.m, you can go along and discover the Arctic clothing that inspired Pullman, and then, and this bit's a little bit more vague, you get to follow Lyra's journey north. So I'm expecting maybe a trail around kind of various exhibitions which also influence the kind of Arctic themes bit, or maybe you just walk north in the museum. Who knows? Go and check it out.
I was kind of hoping that the children would be sent on an expedition to the North Pole.
That could be part of it as well. It could be all out. And it just sounds like a very nice way to spend a chilly December afternoon. And this event is part of the museum's monthly Pit Stop series. Great name. Well done to whoever came up with that.
Where
families are invited to discover more about collections and then make something super cool to take home.
Brilliant.
So it could be making some clothes to take home, who knows?
Making some furs?
Yes, it is a children's event, so you've got to find a child to go with or accompany a child. So find a child and go along from
preferably
1 to 4
on the street
at the Pitt Rivers this Saturday.
Sounds brilliant.
Back to Christmas. So I grew up on Village Pantos, and there's something so lovely about seeing grown-ups, you know, making an absolute fool of themselves in a very small space. We'd often be late and then my dad would have to like lift me up at the back and not be able to sit down because it would just be crammed with the whole village. And in Oxfordshire this week, there are two pantomimes by local theatre groups which you can check out if you prefer something kind of more small scale and anarchic like that. So the St. Peter's Players are performing The Golden Goose from today, Wednesday 4th, till Saturday 7th of December in the Wolvercote Village Hall. This is the Grimm fairy tale, which in most interpretations, the goose lays golden eggs rather than is golden, but you can see kind of what they kind of take from it. And they've been doing this for years and years and years, so you'll expect a very good show. And then the Cumnor Players are doing A Christmas Carol from Thursday to Saturday this week. And they're a more recent troupe. You've only been going for less than a decade compared to sort of 80-something years with the St. Peter's Players.
We're obsessed with the pedigree of the groups this week,
aren't we? It's just interesting, because, like, you know, like in Oxford, there will be groups who've been there forever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just part of the way things go. But the Cumnor Players have got full-on Victorian garb, a live band, and a huge cast with lots of really cute young performers as well. So it's going to be a really full-on show. And you can find the show times for both of the pantos on Daily Info. And check them out, and if you want to review them, write a review and let us know what they're like.
Sounds fantastic. I've got something else in a village hall this weekend for you. It's an intro to French and Scandinavian folk folk dance. What is French and Scandinavian folk dance? Well, you'll have to go along and find out. No, basically, we're featuring this because we thought it's just such a fun thing, such a kind of crazy event where you can go along and, like, it's not your sort of Kaylee. You won't have a caller. You know, you're not...
Oh, I'll be lost.
No, it's okay, but there will be people to walk you through the steps. After all, it's an intro. But it's a bit more focused on the kind of performance, actually, you know, having some beautiful dance going on. And that's this Sunday, the 8th. That's from 2:30 to 5 p.m. in Islip Village Hall, and it's just £2 for Ooh. 3 hours of workshop, and you'll come away knowing how to dance.
And there's lots of French folk or Scandi folk sessions in Oxford.
There really are.
So if you go to that and then find out when the sessions are on, and then go and dance in the pubs,
they would love it.
That would be the ultimate goal, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we've got a date this weekend. We know what we're doing.
And so I think I've talked enough about Christmas. I'm going to let you now talk about a Christmas show. Only one.
Thank you, that's very kind of you. It is perhaps the quintessential Christmas show, and it's on next week, starting from Tuesday in the New Theatre. It is Miracle on 34th Street, which Elise had never even heard of.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Sorry, it's not the film, neither the 1947 classic, nor the 1994 remake. It's a musical adaptation of the famous Christmas story. It's all about, you see, a department store, a mall Santa, who... may or may not be the real Father Christmas.
That sounds like any film about Christmas.
Yeah, well, there's a certain theme that runs through most of them. Basically, this is going to be a big musical adaptation. There's going to be singing, dancing, elaborate costumes, big sets. The New Theatre do these kind of, you know, big...
glitzy.
Spectacle, exactly. Very well. And that's on next week from Tuesday until Friday.
That's all for this week on the Evermore Christmassy Daily Info Oxcast.
Tune in next week for more of the same. We're going to have some fantastic shows. And don't worry, if you do hate Christmas, we will be mentioning some things to escape. A little bit of gig, a little bit of theatre. But anyway, check in with us next week. Or in the meantime, look on www.dailyinfo.co.uk for listings of all the events and more.
You can also find us on social media. Search Facebook for Daily Info Oxford. Or Twitter, we're @DailyInfoOxford.